Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
As I mentioned, Drake May is joining us, and he's doing so right now on the guest line. Drake May on Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing this week? Another victory that you're enjoying, I'm sure?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Never complain about winning this league. I'm doing all right. How about y'all?
We're good. We are enjoying this. We're never going to complain about the team we cover. As Mike Vrabel said, it won eight games combined the last 2 years. You guys get 7 games. This is a lot of fun. But I wanted to start with you. Now that you've slept on it, I'm assuming maybe you even watched some of the film. The ups and downs yesterday of your individual performance, how would you describe the way you played yesterday?
Yeah, I think just as an offense, I think, you know, the biggest thing is just you're not relaxing. I think in the first half we came out, you put some drives together, and then, you know, when we're up in the game, we got a chance to maybe get the, you know, put the, you know, go up 3 scores or get into a, you know, kind of, you know, keep putting pressure on, you know, their defense and their team to make plays and makes it easier for our defense to put the game away. I think we just got to play better in the start to the end of the half with me protecting the football and come out of the second half and some chances to make some plays.
Drake, back to that play at the end of the first half when the rusher broke through the right side of the line and you tried to, I guess, kind of stiff arm him or keep him at arm's length and he poked at the ball. Is that something that I know Coach talked about it a little bit post game and earlier today as well. Is that going to be a point of emphasis going forward to maybe just sort of like live to see another day and try not to, you know, play hero ball, for lack of a better phrase?
Yeah, it's always the point of emphasis. So we're gonna do our best to not let that happen again.
Drake, we speak with Mark Schlereth every week here on WEEI Afternoons. He is a former NFL offensive lineman, Super Bowl winner with Washington and Denver. He works for Fox now in the booth, and he talks about sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, do you agree with that? And what can you do to help your line out? I think it's 6 sacks yesterday, 6 last week. How can you help those guys out?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just getting the ball out. I'm not holding it. You know, I think a lot of, you know, the numbers, you know, stats don't always, you know, tell the case. And I think those guys are playing their butts off up front. And, you know, a lot of them are really on me.
Drake, one of the best plays yesterday, first half, that Travion Henderson splitting out wide, Pop Douglas sort of lined up in the backfield, and he splits out on the wheel route. Great throw, great catch, great touchdown. It was an impressive play, made all the more impressive by what we all learned about Pop Douglas having lost his uncle within about 24 hours prior to yesterday's game. Were you aware of what happened in his family, and did you get a chance to talk to him after the game?
I heard some a little bit pregame about it. Didn't really know exactly, but no, it's just, you know, credit to Pop and what a teammate to, you know, play through something like that. I can't imagine what he's going through, and it was great for him to show up and have a big game. That only felt right. So you know, checked in after the game with him, and just glad that he's, you know, playing on our team. He's a great kid, great teammate.
Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of Pop, I think there's some of us that thought, oh, he's the next in line to the slot receiver like Edelman and Welker, and those guys caught a lot of short passes. Last few weeks, he's really turned into a playmaker down the field, catching 40, 50-yard type plays from you. Are you interested? Did you know this evolution was coming to his game, and has it surprised you, or did you know he was this kind of a playmaker?
No, I think they. I think a lot of guys in our room have deep ball ability and big play ability, and they also are good with the ball in the hand. So just trying to get the ball any way we can down the field to these guys, and even in plays where we could just get the ball in hands in general. They're tough to tackle, as you saw on Pop's play.
Drake, did you get a chance to see what happened last night on Sunday Night Football with Jaden Daniels, also from your quarterback class, doing a great job in Washington? I'm not sure if you had a chance to see the injury or if you heard about it. And could something like that happens, on a seemingly innocuous bootleg to the right, could that sort of like be a wake up call to maybe just not put yourself in harm's way going forward?
Yeah, just unfortunate for Jaden. What a great player, and just kind of every week he's fun to watch, and unfortunate that happened to him. Praying for him, and really I think it's just playing football. I think honestly in our game that those type of injuries happen on any given play. So really I think it's just playing football.
Coach Vrabel began his press conference last night after the win, saying something to the effect that you guys are going to learn from a victory so you don't have to learn in defeat. That really resonated with me. I thought it was a great comment. Do you have faith in your team to do that? Because some teams aren't mature enough. Some teams need a loss to serve as a wake-up call, but do you think your team is capable of doing that?
Yeah, I think we are.
Have you thought about, Drake, I heard in the locker room in the video that the Patriots put out afterwards on social media, you got to do the breakdown before the video ended, and you ended with the classic youth football pats on me, pats on three, 1, 2, 3 pats. Have you, which is obviously different from the way things used to be done, but it's a new era of Patriots football. Have you thought about maybe workshopping like some sort of signature sign off in case you get to break the team down more frequently in victory in the locker room?
I usually break down every week, and we do it every week, so nothing really different.
We saw Coach Vrabel with you on the sideline on the bench area after one of the turnovers, and I know you talked a little bit about his coaching and support and everything post-game in your press conference, but I'm wondering how that all works in terms of Vrabel and then Josh and Ashton Grant and that sort of trio of coaching / support you get. Could you kind of break that down?
Yeah, they all do it in their own way. They all coach me in their own way. I appreciate different things they do for me in different ways, and I really enjoy being around all three of them.
I think I'm duty bound to ask the question that has been on the mind of a lot of Patriots fans since they saw who was in attendance yesterday. Did you get a chance to speak with Cardi B before or after the game?
I did not. Nope, I did not. She seemed like she had great energy, so it was good to have her in the building.
She seemed like she was really enjoying herself yesterday. She was big into Pats Nation, kept telling everyone that you guys were going to have a tea party yesterday down there at the stadium. Yeah, the big energy personality, right?
Exactly. But yeah, we're in Boston. I like it.
Drake, we talked to Coach Springer about practice on Thursday, I think he was saying, the rain and the sideways wind, and he was talking about that's a great teaching environment for Andy Borogalis. I'm assuming the same goes true for you as a quarterback, ball security. And how much does your ball security change based on the temperature, the time of year, where the game is? I know you played most of your developmental football, obviously, in the Southeast growing up, but is that something you're kind of learning on the fly here, maybe dealing with elements and cold as you go?
I think it really gets really, other than last year with Buffalo out kind of in the low numbers, it gets in the teens and in the 20s. Back when I was growing up playing football and in the ACC, so that's just something you kind of get to in football weather.
Drake, you spoke yesterday at the beginning of your post game press conference about the impact that the Salute to Service weekend had on you. I'm not sure if you could possibly elaborate a little bit more or share a little bit about that, because obviously it is a very important initiative for everybody, let alone one that the NFL has made a priority, and rightly so, over the last couple of years.
No, it really is. I think it's a cool week to shine light on the true heroes in our country that give us the ability to live free, and what a country we live in. And my grandfather served in the Navy, so it's a special week for me, and it was cool to be able to get to win on that week.
We've asked you a lot of questions about your QB class and guys you've watched or Josh Allen. I'm wondering, Baker Mayfield has been a high-profile quarterback for a long time, going back to his college career. He'll be on the other sideline this week. Are you a Baker Mayfield fan? Have you enjoyed watching him over the years and his gunslinger style?
Yeah, I'm a huge Baker Mayfield fan. I got to know him a little bit in the offseason. He's a great player. He's a great competitor, and it's going to be fun to match up with them. We got our hands full. They're a good football team, and it's excited to play against them.
Yeah, no, they're doing a great job, obviously, in the NFC South, a first-place team as well. Baker's been in the MVP discussion like yourself, but I know you guys are just focused on one game at a time. They're known mostly for their offense and the arsenal of receivers, but what does that Tampa Bay defense possibly offer for you guys that may present a unique challenge Sunday?
Yeah, no, they're going to heat us up. They're going to get after us. I think they got a lot of veteran players on that team that have played some good ball for a long time in this league. So it's going to be good to kind of get a look at them and head down there back on the road.
Did you? I heard them mention in the TV broadcast you weren't even sure what you were dressed up as last Tuesday at the Halloween party at Gillette Stadium. Have you figured out yet, or are you a Pokemon guy now?
Yeah, no, I'm not a Pokemon guy, but whatever they gave me, I was ready to wear wherever. So I learned it was Dragonite.
And did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters on Friday night?
No, not too many. So not too many.
All right, it's your favorite time of the interview now, which hopefully we take an upturn here. It is time for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, you know the segment has gone big time when it has a produced open for it. So obviously this is sticking around. So in light of your coach telling the media this morning in the Greg Hill Show that he is growing a mustache for Movember to promote focus on men's health, I'm wondering, facial hair, is that may or may not?
I'd say may not. I can't grow a great beard. My brother's got blessed to be able to do that, so it's a may not for me.
All right, you've been living in the Boston area for quite a while now. We know you like it a little bit warmer outside, but there are certain foods that people love in the area, like lobster, fish and chips, clam chowder. Seafood dinners, may or may not?
Yeah, may. Yeah, especially up here. Got some good spots up here.
All right, we talked to Adam Schefter of ESPN every week, and he let us know that you are the quarterback not only for his fantasy football team, but also for his daughter's fantasy football team. So they focus on your stats each and every week. I'm wondering, for you, fantasy football, may or may not?
May not. No, I was in fantasy in high school and growing up with my brothers, but I really got out of it once I got to college and playing in the NFL.
Also with the wintry temperatures and the chill in the air, the snowfall, it's supposed to be a pretty wicked winter coming this way. Winter sports like ice skating and skiing, may or may not?
May not. I like my feet being in contact with the ground. I'm not very good when I'm on skis or something like that. So may not. Maybe down the road.
Yeah, way down the road. Yeah, we need those limbs working, those legs, those knees and everything. We talked to you a little bit about Halloween and the various aspects that go into that. So we've turned to November, and that makes me wonder, Christmas decorations, do you have to wait until after Thanksgiving? May or may not?
May. I think you wait after Thanksgiving. That's my belief. I think kind of celebrating getting in the spirit for the next holiday. I think getting ahead too early, I'm not a fan.
I'm not sure if you're big into the social media, Drake. My guess is not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
not. However, I saw on TikTok that your wife is killing it these days, and I even learned how to make a cheddar jalapeno sourdough, I believe, the other day. So social media and also cooking around the house, may or may not.
Social media, may, just to, you keep in contact with, you know, what's going on and, you know, the latest, cooking. I'm not a big cook, so may not, I'll leave that up to my wife.
All right. Another successful edition of May or May Not. Time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Jackson in Durham, New Hampshire, and he wants to know, it ties into what you just said about social media. Does it come naturally for you to ignore the outside noise, whether that be praise or criticism? And because of social media, is that something that you and your generation have had to learn to deal with growing up, maybe more than past generations?
I think so. I think that with how much social media has taken off in the past few years and even day back to college, just learning and knowing how to deal with the media and all the praise when you're successful and you know, all the hatred you get when things go bad. I think just to worry about the people inside the building, worry about your teammates and what they think, and just know that I think, you know, the famous quote about don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. So that's my approach to it, and keep it one week at a time.
That is great advice as well. And Marcus, I just wanted to wrap with this one. We'll be speaking to your teammate. No, I called you Marcus. See, that's where this was going. Drake, we'll be speaking to your teammate, Marcus Jones, in a little over an hour from now. How happy were you that he got that great contract extension? And did you make him buy lunch the next day?
No, Marcus is he's a great player. He's a great punt returner. He's a great asset to our football team. He's a great teammate. You know, couldn't be more happy for him and all his work. And he's going to be a great player here for many more years. I'm excited for him. And buying lunch? No, we eat in the facility, so it's thankfully it's free.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Good luck in Tampa Bay. Also, word on the street is you're going to the Celtics tonight. Is that accurate? Going to catch a game?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. Maybe.
Is that your favorite sport to watch now as a fan? Basketball?
Yeah, basketball and football were my favorite growing up. I love watching basketball, so be good to check out the Celtics if we end up.
All right, Drake, have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
That is Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.